Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Del Norte County in Northern California is adding a new wing to its juvenile justice system that will offer first-time nonviolent offenders a chance to be held accountable by a true jury of their peers. The program will enable youth to serve as prosecutor, defense attorney, even the judge. Joining the exchange to offer more insight are two guests. Paul Dillard is the chairman of the Juvenile Justice Commission in Del Norte County. Welcome.
Hello, Mike. Glad to be here.
And Denise Doyle Schnacker is the teen court coordinator. Welcome, Denise.
Thanks. So glad to be here.
Well, Paul, let's start with you. Before we get to the program, tell me about your work. What do you do?
I'm retired. I'm retired from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation with 34 years as an associate warden and been on the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commission for 21 years, and I'm currently the chairman.
Okay. Can you describe this program?
The teen court, is that what you're asking me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Teen court is a concept that it's a way to divert youth from an official criminal proceedings for first-time offenders that are nonviolent, and they go before their peers, and the peers do not make a decision of guilt or innocence like a court does. It because the offender has to admit that they had made a problem and that they are willing to accept whatever methods of corrections are rendered by their peers, which may be, if it's graffiti, they would have to clean it, go out and clean up the graffiti. If it's maybe write a letter to the person that they offended for apology, we may have to write a letter or write a thesis, a short 400-word thesis on what they gained from insight for this. And it's corrective action that is a behavior modification without creating disdain or apprehension for formal court proceedings.
Okay. And Denise, what's your role?
Well, my beginning role was just to help facilitate the planning of this that began back in the spring. Lots of community partners were at the table and wanting to make it happen, but there really wasn't an agency or a space where the operation of it could be held. So as a community navigator lead, we picked it up until something more formal can be done. So basically, I'm just holding all the pieces together to get our first hearing, hopefully, now that we've got some jurors trained, that will happen in mid-February, end of this month.
Help me understand how big the problem is. How many kids are getting in trouble?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question because we're not focusing on that as much as we want to prevent at the lowest level, you know, before kids get into that on that pathway to prison, right? We want to get them even before that. So, yeah, there's the problems with young people who make a poor decision in a moment or, you know, through peer pressure or due to their circumstances in life. You know, poverty is a thing in Del Norte County. And so we suspect that we will be able to hear 8 cases a month and keep ahead of the game, if that helps as far as numbers.
Okay. And so, Paul, what's the commitment on the professional side?
Well, I think we got broad support in the community. In fact, we've got, you know, when you consider just the law enforcement agencies, police, sheriff, and probation, courts, we also have other agencies, the school districts and what have you. In building this thing, we ended up with like 17 agencies or organizations and 35 active participants in building this King. That's just phenomenal in this community, trying to divert youth away from a formal probation in court. It gives law enforcement another tool. They don't necessarily need to go the formal route to probation and to the DA. They can refer the cases directly to teen court themselves, which is workload shedding for everybody and benefits the youth in a more expedient process.
So, Denise, how do you select the teens to participate?
Yeah, so on the jury and advocate and facilitator side, the folks actually running the courtroom, we throw out a wide net at our high schools, our alternative high schools, homeschool youth, and do training with them, those that just want to volunteer. And we have a lot of interest because, you know, that's if you're on the career pathway to be a judge or a lawyer or, you know, a court recorder, which you can do right out of high school, right? That's how we're reaching that goal. As far as the participants, those that are, you know, the high risk, those being referred by our local judge or probation or city or county law enforcement, we've identified those crimes, if you will, that are misdemeanors, maybe wobblers, no felonies, right? And the youth also need to, this would be their first offense. And they have to admit guilt to participate. So it's a whole lot of front work to make sure that youth that are coming into this program understand that, you know, this is your chance to correct any harm, right? We have three values that we're reducing harm, restoring justice, and restoring relationships, and then making sure that everyone has dignity in the whole process. So,
my guests are Paul Dillard, chairman of the Juvenile Justice Commission in Del Norte County, and Denise Doyle Schnacker, who serves as the teen court coordinator. So, Paul, what are your expectations from teen court, and how do you measure its success?
Well, with all programs you start, that's always your ultimate test question. Our job as juvenile justice is to monitor the system and how youth are processed through the system. We're hopeful that this will expedite and give a divergence to a less formal approach and with the peers and get behavior modification that way. Like we said, it's first-time offenders, but you only get a shot at this program one time. And if you don't complete the teen court process, then you go back to the formal process. It gets referred back to the referring agency, and then you go back. So what we'll do is watch what the numbers are pending, how quickly it processed, where we can make the changes. You know, we know that we're going to have to adapt and learn through the process because it's new to us too. There's plenty of teen courts out there, like 1,500 across the nation, but we'll just keep our hands on and watch what's going on, make adjustments as we can.
Well, Denise, that's a good point that Paul is making. There's a lot of other teen court programs out there. What led to this one being established, and what model are you following?
Yeah, excellent question. So what led to it was actually the Juvenile Justice Commission and Paul's team. They identified that there was a need. There had been one, I believe, in the early 90s that kind of the high school was asking volunteers to do, but it never was sustainable for who knows what reasons at this point. But it kind of passed away, but the need to get kids early out of that system, JJC noticed. Dave Dornis was like championing, we need to make this happen. As far as the model, Dave and some other folks went to Humboldt County, just south of us, and they have an amazing established teen court system in Eureka and in Fortuna. And they were open doors. We went down to observe. They handed us their entire template at their creation. They were really smart and kept all of that historical documentation of, you know, this is where we started. We also used there's a national toolkit for teen court alliances to go from. But really, when you're in the room having conversations about, this is a piece at my agency, you know, CV police, this is part of what we will take up, and then probation, this is the part we'll take up. That really was the guiding factor in all of this. You know, we can start, which we did, we started with a lot of templates, but then making it our own. For instance, the restorative options that participants will be assigned to, we are limited. You know, we only have, 26,000 people in Del Mar County, and all of them really, when it comes to spaces to connect young people to do community service or to do some learning, some alcohol and other drug intervention, we are super limited. Everyone's doing everything. So that's one thing that we really need to build up in our community that we saw as a benefit in Humboldt County and in other counties across California, was they have that back end feeder system to opportunities, connections, which is really at the heart of what young people need when they're making risky decisions.
Well, we have about 90 seconds left. Can you walk me through a day in teen court? And what's that experience like for both the teens that are adjudicating and those who have committed offenses?
Yeah. So an example is two young people are fighting at the high school. The officer shows up and says, hey, this is the first time I've seen you doing this. It is technically a crime for, you know, assault. I'm referring you to teen court. We do an intake on our end and hear the story, right? Hear what is at the root of all of their issues, not just the incident itself. And then we call a jury together to sit and listen to the story as well, and then make a plan on what their restorative options are. They complete those within 60 days is the expectation. And when they've completed those, the expectation is that the participant will then serve on the jury, right? Because it's of your peers, and you can't really be peers if they haven't experienced this.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it is fully youth, helping youth, and holding each other accountable in a really meaningful way. The jurors all get training in restorative relationships, in open-ended questioning, and all of that. And then after that case is closed, you know, they've done all of their what's been assigned to them. It goes back to the referring agent. This young person has done their due diligence, and the case is closed. It's done. It stays out of the system. The expectation also is that one of those restorative, two of them, one is to get connected to a community navigator that will stay in relationship with them until they no longer need that.
Yeah.
And then the second piece is being referred to the Youth Opportunity Center, which is, you know, to help get them the high risk.
Yeah.
The adults in probation that will support them
unfortunately,
moving forward as well.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Yeah.
But thank you. It sounds like a wonderful program. Thank you, Paul and Denise.
Thank you.
My guests were Paul Dillard, chairman of the Juvenile Justice Commission in Del Norte County, and Denise Doyle-Snacker, who serves as the teen coordinator.